WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons was the son of Boogie Woogie piano specialist Albert Ammons. Tenor saxophonist Ellery Eskelin is the son of a jazz organ player mother and of pop music cult figure Rod Keith, one of the people who used to advertise in the back of comic books that he'd set your poems to music for a small fee. Ellery recently talked with us about his father's music. Ellery Eskelin has a new CD, which is a tribute to Gene Ammons. It's called The Sun Died. That's S-U-N. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
That's Ellery Eskelin on tenor saxophone with Mark Rebo on guitar. They're playing Jungle Soul from Eskelin's CD of tunes written or recorded by Gene Ammons. Ammons was one of the kings of soulful organ group jazz. He was also from Chicago and steeped in that city's blues traditions from childhood. Ellery Eskelin is as avant-garde as anybody in jazz these days, turning the old forms inside out or stripping them down to the skeleton. For him to do an Ammons tribute may strike you as a little forced, in theory at least. Sounds good, though. Ellery Eskelin was raised in Baltimore, where any young musician who wanted to sit in at a jam session at the Jazz Closet or Sportsman's Lounge had better know some soulful blues numbers. Maybe that's why he has a lot of the attributes of a soul tenor, a big, pliant sound, and a swaggering rhythm to kick himself along no matter what the rhythm section is doing. Even so, drummer Kenny Wallison can play those heavy backbeats without sounding like a metronome. Guitar hero Mark Rebo, who's played with Tom Waits and Elvis Costello, among many others, is one of those downtown New York musicians who sometimes prides himself on his lack of groove. But as you've already heard, he's right in the pocket here. The idea of making what amounts to an organ group record without an organ is a nice idea, too. Having Rebo use blues guitar distortion and organ-like electronic effects is a smart compromise. Of course, that's Canadian Sunset, which was a minor hit for Gene Ammons in 1960. One could argue that this set of earthy jazz tunes with a rock and roll beat, distorted chords, and overblown tenor reminds us that for all the high-flown jazz talk about elegant instrumental diction and the majesty of the blues, jazz has a cruder and more direct side as well. But maybe the best thing about Ellery Eskelin's CD, The Sun Died, which is on the Soul Note label, is that it doesn't sound like it's trying to score ideological points. Huh. Jazz without polemics. We could use more of that.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead is in Amsterdam writing a book on Dutch jazz. He reviewed Ellery Eskelin's new CD, The Sun Died.